Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Urban, you've talked about the way this team had practiced and how much you liked it. Did you see anything that told you something like this could happen?
No. I didn't, and all through that thought process right now, and I did not.
Coach, are you as stunned as anybody else about what happened today?
Yeah.
Why did you think it happened? How did?
Game just ended. Obviously, turnovers. They controlled the line of scrimmage. We couldn't stop them. Good team, tough environment. They played very well, and turnovers. The game was tied at. Even after we gave them a 7-point jump start there at the beginning of the game, we got the ball at midfield, and two linemen, offensive linemen, went down with injuries, and then they came back eventually, but we weren't right since that moment. And one guy goes in and makes a mistake, allows a sack fumble, and disappointed we couldn't stop him, though, too.
Ari, second row, Leverman, you guys came into the game number 16 in the country. How was it that from start to finish it looked like you guys were going to? Doug,
Urban, was there something in their defensive game plan that
no, they're deep, they just played very well against us. And, no, they really didn't do much different than they have in the past.
The picks, is it something he's not seeing to throw that many picks? Or
over here, Tim.
Urban, two quicks. Nick Bosa's penalty, the targeting penalty, that came on a third down play where you guys had stopped them at the 40-yard line, and game's tied at 17. Just as you look at that, how big of an impact was that play?
It was a big impact.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen the highlight or video of it or anything.
But and then past that, JT throws four picks, but it looked like he was maybe hesitant in the pocket and then tried to force some balls in there. What did you see from your vantage point?
I hear much more, because you can't see much down there. I hear about what's from upstairs, what's going on, and they were baiting you and playing between two receivers, and it wasn't, that's their coverage, and we just didn't play very well, so we just got to get identifiable no more after watching videotape and evaluate it.
Now, what did you tell the team afterwards? I mean, obviously it's a huge blow. Y'all still control your destiny in the Big Ten East. What'd you say?
Well, that's between our team and I, and that's between us.
Over here, far right, Rob.
Urban, you say you had a good week of practice, but a lot of times there is a letdown after an emotional win like last week. Did you foresee this at all? Were you at all concerned that this could happen? Have you seen it before?
Sure, I was concerned. I didn't see it. I tried to watch very closely, like I normally do, and I didn't see the signs. Usually I do see signs. If I do, I address them and move forward, but I didn't see it.
Did you sense it in the game that that would happen? There just wasn't the energy, the light?
I didn't feel that. I feel we were playing very well.
And over here to the left here, Bill.
The Bear run game had really struggled this year for the most part, and they ran for 240-something yards. You have any explanation for it? Was there anything you could see about what happened?
After I visit with the defensive staff, and that's just right now, the game just ended, so I don't have any answers for it now.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.